So, this is a little mini podcast for Jay Rosen. We've been talking about crowdsourcing, and he's been asking about it in 140 characters or less, little bits over on Twitter, and I've been answering the best I can without the 140 character limit on my blog, which is scripting.com. And my name is Dave Weiner. And there was one aspect to the answer that I didn't feel could be explained very well in writing. I think I needed to explain it verbally. And why crowdsourcing is not an appropriate term for what we do. And I wanted to do a demo of that today. It was an inadvertent demo. I didn't realize it was a demo till after I had posted the piece, where I asked my readers how the foreclosure crisis in the United States was affecting them. My interest was the interest that a homeowner has. I have a house in North Berkeley, and I bought it at the peak of the housing boom, at absolute top of the market, and since then the price has gone down about 10% in less than 2 years, which is acceptable because I love the house, I love the neighborhood. It was a good move buying the house, no regrets about it. And I had the same experience with the last house that I bought, that it went down 10% in the first 2 years I owned it, and I ended up selling it at more than double the price I paid for it. So I've had the experience that, you know, that sort of tempers my fear here, that the market doesn't always just go down, sometimes it goes up too, which is sort of a glass half empty way of explaining it. So I do things like this from time to time, and it's usually on technical subjects, because my readers are the kind of people who get off on technical questions. And like what I've learned over the years is that, first of all, people are quite generous when it comes to sharing what they know, and that they like to show off, and they like to help. And all that is at play. And so if you ask a question and if people have some information about it, a lot of people will post. And those discussions, I mean, it's sometimes an amazing thing as to what an incredible research tool scripting news can be. So this is a little bit off topic, but the result is exactly what I had expected. Not a flood of messages, because we don't get that here. It's more thoughtful and takes a little time for it to build, for the discussion to build. And it is a Sunday morning after all. And in the end, I think what we will have, it never actually is done, but as it winds down, which that will happen, I think that it will be every bit as good as a news article written by a professional journalist, who had been asked to sign the story of, let's find out what people think about how the foreclosure crisis is affecting them. So the answer is, now, is this crowdsourcing? I would never in a million years think of it as crowdsourcing, because it would be insulting and demeaning to these people who I respect. I didn't ask them because I thought of them as a crowd. I asked them because I wanted their individuality to come out. I wanted to hear about where they live and really how this is affecting them individually and personally. So no, it's not crowdsourcing. It would be a very bad way of describing it. And I was reminded of an episode of the Diane Rehm show. Diane Rehm is a talk show host on NPR out of WAMU in Washington, and I really admired Diane Rehm and her spirit and the way she relates with her audience, and it's a call-in show, so we do often get to hear from the people who listen to her show. And she had a guest on, and I don't remember what the topic was. I'm sorry, because that was actually relevant. But he said, I don't imagine that many of your listeners will understand. And then he started to talk about a very basic fact about how the American political system works. And she stopped him. And she said, no, my listeners are very well-educated, very informed people, and they do understand that. And so let's move on. And I was struck, because I don't remember what the issue was. I am a listener, and I understood before. I didn't need it explained to me. I'm a very well-educated person, and I read a lot, and I'm paying attention. And he had no business talking down to me. I fully understood this, whatever it was. It'll come to me later, of course, and I'll try to put that into my blog. And I share her point of view. And even if it isn't true of every person who's listening to the show, and of course I'm sure it isn't true that every person who was listening to it understood the concept, if you set the expectation that they will or they should, then people will go fill in the blanks for themselves. They'll feel maybe a little bit embarrassed that they don't know. And that's not such a bad thing, that we set the expectation that people are able to create at a much higher level. And that there's something in the broadcast mentality that comes from the previous century which wants to position the audience as being incompetent in some fashion, and that the people who are on the radio or on being quoted in the newspaper article or doing the interviewing or writing the newspaper article, that there's some form of hierarchy here where the people on stage understand more than the people in the audience do. But as we know from conferences, Jay, this really isn't true very often, that the intelligence and the insight and the experience and the knowledge are much more distributed than that model would imply. And it's convenient for people who want to justify their salaries and positions and so forth, and the fact that they're paid, and the crowd, of course, is not paid. And see how there's an economic conflict of interest here in this model. That they may have a reason for wanting to perpetuate this when it isn't, in fact, what is happening. They may even understand it at some level, but don't want to acknowledge it. But you and I, since we are not part of that economic system, have no such conflict and no interest in perpetuating it. So I choose to take a different view of things, and I see that the people who read my site are equals of mine. And so I treat them as such. And I'm not often disappointed. By setting the expectation high, I find that my blog has turned into a resource that is so incredibly valuable to me that I would think of asking a question like this, and I would expect to get back a thoughtful and informed response from the people who read my blog, and many of whom are bloggers themselves, and some of whom have blogs that have more readers than mine do. Some of them, perish the thought, actually write for newspapers. My final thought is that my hope is that we can level the playing field, that we can understand people play different roles at different points in time and in at different days of the week, whether it's a work day or a weekend day or a morning or an afternoon or an evening, that people are doing different things. And it does not say something about the quality of the person. And that crowdsourcing, in closing, is a demeaning term and it shouldn't be used. We should be thinking of ourselves as individuals. We should think of the golden rule. If we would not want to be thought of that way, we shouldn't think of other people that way. So, anyway, that's my thought for the day. Dave Weiner, Scripting News. See y'all later. Bye.